Lesson 3.
Renewable energy.
Conversation.
Ahmad and his father are traveling to Gilan. On the way in Manjil, Ahmad sees huge wind turbines.
Daddy, look at those big fans!
They are actually wind turbines.
Wind turbines?
Yes, wind turbines are used to produce electricity from wind power.
I know electricity can be produced from water and sunlight. How might it be generated from wind?
Well, a wind turbine works the opposite of a fan. Instead of using electricity to make wind, a turbine uses wind to make electricity. It is a type of clean energy.
These wind turbines remind me of what I read about using wind power in Yazd's buildings.
You mean wind towers?
Yes, they are natural air cooling systems and can be used instead of electrical air conditioners. This is another source of clean energy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. An excellent type of clean energy.
Daddy, can we travel to Yazd this Nowruz?
That's okay with me. Let's check it with others.
New words and expressions. A. Look, read, and practice.
Oil, coal, and natural gas are three common fossil fuels. The main source of renewable energy are wind, water, and sun. Iran is rich in oil resources. The factory has polluted the river. The new light bulbs consume less electricity. My uncle often sits in the balcony, has a cup of coffee, and reads a book.
B. Read and practice.
Variety. Many different types of things or people. They do a variety of fitness activities. Tide. The rise and fall of the sea. Here you can see two high and two low tides each day. Replace. 1. To take the place of somebody or something. The factory replaced most of its workers with robots. 2. To put something back in the right place. She carefully replaced the china plate on the shelf. Use up. To finish something. Don't use up all the milk. We need some for breakfast. Forever. For all time. No one can live forever. Demand. The amount of a product or service that people want. Demand for organic food is increasing. Convert. To change in form or character. The sofa converts into a bed. Absorb. To take something in, especially gradually. Plants absorb carbon dioxide.
Reading.
Earth for our children.
Energy is the ability to do work. It can take a variety of forms. mechanical, electrical, chemical, and nuclear. To produce any type of energy, the resources of the Earth are used. The main resources of the Earth are fossil fuels such as natural gas, oil, and coal. We get most of our energy from these fossil fuels, but this is harmful to the environment. Fossil fuels are non-renewable and cannot be replaced easily. Once we use them up, they are gone forever. They are not clean as they pollute water or air. In recent years, scientists try to use other types of energy resources. They call them clean energy resources because they do not pollute the earth. Clean energy is renewable. It is made from resources that can be replaced like wind, water, sunshine, tides, and plants. When renewable energy resources are used, the demand for fossil fuels is reduced. The most common type of clean energy is the solar power. Solar energy is produced by the radiation that reaches the Earth. People have used the sun as a heat source for thousands of years. Iranians, for instance, use special designs and arrangements of windows, balconies, and yards to get the most sunshine. Different types of materials might also be used in building the houses. This keeps people warm during cold seasons and cool during hot days of the year. Nowadays, solar energy can be converted into other forms of energy, such as heat and electricity. Solar energy might be used for heating water and air in homes, buildings, or swimming pools. Maybe you've seen buildings or houses with big shiny panels on the roof. These are solar collectors that collect heat by absorbing sunlight and producing solar power. Also, solar energy can be used in generating electricity to provide power for watches, highway signs, houses, and even space stations. Clean energy resources are widely used in many countries to keep cities and villages clean. As a result, fewer fossil fuels are consumed each year, and they are saved for the future generations.
Listening and speaking.
Okay, tell me about the picnic. What did you do?
That was great, Dad. We played volleyball and had a barbecue.
Oh, come on. Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was all fun. Before we played volleyball, we had taken some photographs.
Great! Did you do anything in the afternoon?
Oh, something interesting. After we had eaten lunch, we flew our kites. That was fantastic, because we had made the kites ourselves.
Conversation 1.
Why didn't you go to the new restaurant last night?
We didn't want to. We had already tried the food there the weekend before.
Really? Did you like the food?
That was okay. We all ordered chicken with rice. I had never tasted their special sauce anywhere else.
Was it pomegranate sauce?
No, it wasn't. I had already tasted pomegranate sauce at home.
Was it expensive?
I think it was cheaper than the food we had tried in other restaurants.
Conversation 2.
What did you do on Thursday?
Oh, on Thursday, Yegane and Kiana came over for dinner. We really missed you.
Thanks, but you wanted to go to the Museum of Holy Defense, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Before we got home, we'd gone to the museum.
Was it the first time you went there?
No, I had already been there once.
Did your friends stay till midnight?
No. After we had had dinner, their mothers arrived and took them home.
What you learned.
A. Listen to the first part of a story.
Last night I left work late at around 9 p.m. When I came out of the office, most people had already gone home. The street was very dark and quiet. I hadn't experienced such a thing before. While I was walking, a car pulled over. I looked at the driver. I was sure I had seen this man before. I wondered, who can it be? He waved at me and came out of the car. He asked if he could drive me home. Suddenly, I remembered.